I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. It's Thursday, and NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams is back with a recap of news from inside the Beltway. Black leadership is the focus for this week. Juan?
Thanks, Ed. We're joined now on Political Corner by Reverend Joseph Watkins. He's a member of the Government Relations Group at Buchanan, Ingersoll, and Rooney. Joe Watkins joins us from WPHT in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And we're joined by Professor Ron Walters, Professor of Political Science at the University of Maryland. His latest book is Freedom is Not Enough. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Political Corner.
Thanks, Juan.
Good to be with you.
Gentlemen, I have a new book out. It's called Enough, Phony Leaders, Dead-End Movements, and the Culture of Failure that are Undermining Black America and What We Can Do About It. And one of the things that I look at in talking about black leadership is the fact that you have two prominent African-American leaders, Jesse Jackson, a man whose presidential campaign you helped to run, Ron Walters, and Al Sharpton, the reverend operating out of New York, who's also run for president, but neither has ever held elected office. What does that say about the state of black American politics, Ron Walters?
Well, what it says is that American politics is normal in the sense that it lends itself to charismatic individuals. The question of whether or not these individuals have had sort of campaign or political experience is also something that I think we reserve that kind of criticism for African Americans. I mean, we've got a Republican black candidate in the state of Pennsylvania. We're
talking about Lynn Swann, the former Pittsburgh Steeler athlete, football player Lynn Swann.
That's right. And so in that discussion really was a drumbeat when Reverend Jackson ran. I mean, he has no political experience and so forth, and the same thing. What you see when you look at the civil rights movement in the 1970s was the transition of a whole lot of people in that movement into electoral politics. Winning in that context or running for president meant something very different to an African-American candidate. It really meant the politics of leverage. We knew we were not going to win the nomination, but we had to run like it, and I think in that sense we are also like a lot of other candidates who run for a series of reasons.
Joe Watkins, when we're talking about people without political experience, I guess the same question would apply to a Lynn Swann. Why not run for a lesser office where he might have a better chance of winning? If we're talking about Jesse Jackson, we'd say why wouldn't he run for office in the city of Chicago or in his native state of South Carolina? Large black population give him a better chance at victory. Al Sharpton, why not run for a lower office in city government, let's say in New York, where he might have a better chance of winning?
Well, I think that it's fair for Lynn Swann, somebody who has national name recognition and who has been a longtime resident of the state of Pennsylvania, has a real sense of the state, to run for governor. The governor of the state of California currently has somebody who has no quote-unquote elected experience in politics. Arnold Schwarzenegger now is its governor. So there's a history around the country of people being elected to office who haven't previously held a high political office.
Well, but you heard Ron Walters say we have a political culture that celebrates the charismatic, and I guess he was putting Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson in that camp. Do you think that it's the case that someone like a Lynn Swann starts at that level because he's not as charismatic, or that he represents a different agenda than a Jackson and a Sharpton?
Well, I think clearly his agenda may be different. He's got a great story, came from a poor family and really worked hard, won a scholarship to college and was able to play professional football. He's had a brilliant career in television as a broadcaster and has been active. Don't forget, he just recently served as the chairman of the president's Council on Physical Fitness. So the same job, by the way, that Arnold Schwarzenegger held under his father.
Well, there's a good
Ron Walters, why. Do you think it's anything but symbolic?
I think that it's largely symbolic. And I wanted just to point out that I don't think he really has a chance to win this. Right now, he's in double digit behind Rendell, and I don't see any way that he's going to win it. But I also think that we have to point to the posture here. You talk about a Jesse Jackson or an Al Sharpton, and they really come sort of against the grain, and even within the Democratic Party, as independent candidates. Lynn Swann, of course, was a candidate of the party of the state, and that is a wholly different posture. So you've got to ask yourself, well, why would they do that? Why would they put up, somebody who didn't have any political credentials to run against a very popular governor, Ed Rendell?
What's the answer?
And it has a lot to do with the question of putting up somebody, for, I think, symbolic reasons.
All right, gentlemen, let's move on. In fact, let's stay on the topic in some ways, though. Speaking about the GOP chairman, Ken Mellman, speaking to the National Urban League, and saying that Republicans, in fact, operate in the tradition of the black community, talking about Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass, all, of course, Republicans. How would you respond to that, Ron Walters?
The 19th century Republican Party was a party of Lincoln. It stood for freedom from slavery, a fair shot for African Americans, and it was the kind of public policy that it had to do, the 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment of the Constitution. This Republican Party is in a very different posture with respect to minority issues, having given affirmative action a very tough time around the country, won't sort of put together an economic agenda that deals with the question of poverty and wages. So that when you look at these two, they're very different, and I think you can't just equate the two.
Joe Watkins?
Well, the Party of Lincoln is still the Party of Lincoln. We've got a party that certainly has worked to make black folks more upwardly mobile. You've got over 50% of African Americans now owning their own home. That's a very, very good statistic to be able to report. You've got unemployment at an all-time low in the country, under 5%. That's good for everybody. Certainly it's good for African Americans. You've got
small
businesses.
Wait a second, Joe Watkins. You still have, I think it's 12% unemployment in the black community. But let me come to this in a different way, which is to say that after President Bush spoke at the NAACP, a lot of critics coming out of the Democratic ranks, so they were very political in their approach, were quick to say he may be saying good things about reaching out to the black community and want the Republican Party to embrace the black community. But look at what his Justice Department has done in terms of breaking down enforcement of civil rights laws. That's the real deal that's taking place as opposed to the rhetoric. How would you respond to that, Joe Watkins?
Well, I'd respond by saying that one of the truest tests of civil rights is education. And education, as we all know, is the great leveler in this society. We face some different challenges in the 21st century than we faced in the 20th century or the 19th century. And in this century, the race is going to be won by those who are most competitive.
But you didn't respond to this question about the Justice Department, especially its Civil Rights Division, being diminished under President Bush.
Well, clearly not everybody will agree with every position that's been taken by the administration on civil rights matters. Even among Republicans, high-ranking Republicans, there have been those who have disagreed. You've heard Condi Rice and Colin Powell speak out for affirmative action, even as high-level appointees of this president. So the Republican Party is a big tent, and to try to, again, say that all Republicans are of one ilk when it comes to any matter is probably not fair.
Professor Ron Walters, a professor of political science at the University of Maryland, thanks for joining us. And Joe Watkins, a member of the Government Relations Group at Buchanan, Ingersoll, and Rooney. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Political Corner.
Thank you, Juan.
Thanks, Juan.
Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Juan. Join Juan Williams and his Beltway Insiders for the week's top stories from Capitol Hill every Thursday right here on Political Corner. And one more note, Juan's latest book, Enough, is in bookstores now.